It's the WTIL Morning News with Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, and Will Stevenson.
They called for certain gloom and doom, especially in New York City. That's all we heard about yesterday. We went from Deflategate to the horrible storm that's going to shut down the world because New York City was going to be shut down. Well, it didn't quite happen. Not that it's not bad enough there, but fortunately for the people, say, on the coast or close to Philadelphia, New York City, it stayed more out to the east. But unfortunately for the people in New England, not quite so lucky. And a gentleman joining us this morning, he's a native of Oneida, spent a lot of time in New York City, and more recently living in the Boston area. Glenn Hendricks joins us this morning. Glenn, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning from the snowy Massachusetts.
Oh, sounds like it's just absolutely beautiful, huh?
Well, like I said, it's either beautiful or it's a sea of confetti floating around.
Now, you've been in the Boston area for what, a little more than a year, a couple years now, or...?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Okay, and you spent a lot of time in New York City, and that was my first thought when it's going to hit New York, and you're going to be able to give us some insight there because you lived there for quite some time. Did you actually ever experience anything like this during your time in New York City?
Well, you know, I did a couple times. I don't know about the depth of the snow or anything, but, you know, New York City is a city of 8 million people, so they truly shut everything down for public safety, and it's a smart move. Even though it didn't really transpire this time, totally smart to get everybody off the street. So I've never really seen it like this, even up here in the year and a half I've been here, but it's kind of scary and crazy.
Well, Jim and I were talking earlier how surreal it has to be in a city the size of New York or even Boston, and there's just nothing going on, no traffic, no cabs, just nothing.
Well, they've basically made it illegal to do that, you know, so... I think pretty much everybody used their common sense and said, you know, there's no sense to be out there. I know snowplows have been working all night long here, but mostly for emergency vehicles, which is a very smart move.
Hmm. Glenn, coming from the Midwest here, we had some really deep snow, especially when we were growing up back in the late 70s, and had a couple of big storms since. Is this one you're in right now? Do you think this is bigger than even what we had back when you were growing up here?
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to compare just because, you know, back there's so many open fields where drifts become 10 feet, whatever, you know, get really high. Here, you know, I'm in a town north of Boston, with a lot of buildings, but, you know, for any kind of town, you know, it's kind of devastating to the area. So I know on my windowsill, and I'm on the fourth floor of an old mill building, I've got 8-foot drifts just on my windowsill.
Wow.
You know, and I've got 12-foot windows, so I can barely see out.
My goodness. Oh, and you said it's been, what, since like about 4 o'clock in the morning that this system is just kind of sitting on the area where you live.
Yeah, exactly. That's what the news has been telling me. And, you know, I live in the Merrimack Valley, which I think that probably has a lot to do with it. But they're predicting, you know, they don't see it leaving us anytime soon, and it's dropping 3 to 4 inches of snow per hour. I've never experienced anything like this.
Wow. Is the wind accompanying it, or is that supposed to come up a little bit later? We've heard about really strong winds.
Well, I know down by the Cape, they just announced, you know, 77 mile an hour winds, hurricane Ooh. Level. Up here, it's about 40, 45 miles an hour, so it's pretty harsh. I mean, I haven't ventured out, nor do I plan to.
Don't blame you. talking with Glenn Hendricks, he's a Rova High School graduate, lived in New York City for quite some time. He's in the Boston area now and experiencing what's happening as far as the weather, which is not a good thing. And we were also talking about, okay, during your time in New York and maybe in Boston as well, with the winds, you know, obviously, like you mentioned, out here in the open area, when it blows, it causes the drifts. Is it the same or what, you know, amongst all the buildings, you know, when you get into Manhattan or whatever, is it a completely different effect, or how does that affect things?
Well, you know, especially for New York, you know, it's when you come across a cross street, that's when the wind blows. So the drifts are much more random, but they can be just as severe. I think pretty much the same thing in Boston. I have an old mill being renovated about 30 feet from my apartment, and I look down and the drifts are already up to the mid first level of the windows. So, and it's kind of in an enclave. So, you know, I think it really depends on the structures of the buildings, but the drifts are big, they're serious, you know. like I said, the snow plows have been working all night long, and you can barely tell a difference.
Hmm. Anytime you get that kind of snow and wind, I don't care where you're at, you're talking about a real slowdown in transportation. But I've just been to Boston once, and obviously most of New England, being older, has some of the narrow streets that were patterned after Europe. I would guess that if there's cars or anything along those streets, it could be days and days before they ever get this figured out, couldn't it?
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of places are expecting to be shut down tomorrow for sure. Because this is supposed to go up until at least 7, 8 o'clock tonight. Then the real cleanup can start. But, you know, with the heavy winds, and especially being relatively close to the coast, they're starting to announce a lot of power outages.
Mm-hmm.
And that can just take days and days, because if the wind stays up, they can't get the trucks, you know, the trolley or whatever they do to get them up to the wires. So, you know, that's going to probably be lasting for the rest of the week.
I heard him say also this morning they had actually shut down the subway system in New York as well. Is that more due to the fact that they just figured they don't want people on the streets even trying to get there, or the workers can't get there? Or?
That's really what it is, yeah. I mean, I think they shut those down last night just as a precaution. You know, they had to expect the worst whether they got that or not. And New York, you know, is completely surrounded by water. So my experience over the 20 years I was there really was you couldn't really depend on what they were predicting because of the sea coast. And, you know, Manhattan's an island anyway, so it's surrounded by water. So it has some effect to what happens above you from the weather.
Mm. Glenn, those of us that were born and raised here and have stayed here, we're always fascinated by those that end up in big city locations. How did you end up in New York and Boston on the East Coast?
Well, New York, really kind of a life change. I lived in Los Angeles before that and really fell in love with the city, so I moved there. 20 years later, it was time to go and try something new. So I moved up to Boston area. I got a new job. They moved me up here. I work for Welch's, the grape juice company.
Hmm.
So they relocated me and really kind of set my life for the New England time now.
Probably one of those things when you were in high school, it would have been hard to convince you of all the places you've gone and the things you've done, huh?
yes, however, I do give kudos to my family because they kind of saw that may be my path in life. So they were always supportive.
By the way, I just got a text from your third grade teacher, Glenn, and she said to tell you hello.
Well, hello.
My mom texted me, by the way, Jeff.
Talking to hometown
area. Yeah, and I actually had a chance to chat with some of your family a couple of weeks ago. They had the Rova Hall of Fame induction celebration, and got a chance to chat with your sister Sally and your brother Chuck a little bit, your brother-in-law Mike. So that was kind of nice to see them too.
Nice, absolutely. And you know, they need to extend that to marching band and to cheerleading.
There you go.
All the other great things that Rova had to offer.
Well, and you know, I think it's gonna, you know, because there's only so many. We have such a small school. There's only so many people that I think are worthy to be inducted. So you'd have to expand it to and the great music programs that we had. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Glenn Hendricks joining us, an Oneida native, went to Rova High School, living in the Boston area now. And so what are they saying now, Glenn? Is it going to be like a couple of days a day? You think, you know, by Thursday, your first chance to get out? Or what are you thinking at this point?
Well, it really depends on how long this lasts. I mean, you know, again, where I'm at, that dark blue area hasn't really changed much in the last, you know, 5 hours. So I think that by later tonight, you know, because the crews will be working overnight to get the city back up and running. And God bless them and, you know, give them kudos no matter where you're at in the country because they do an amazing job. I think the city will be, you know, running tomorrow on a limited way. Again, I'm a little bit north of there, so I think our workers and, you know, county people will get us pretty much free. But, you know, it depends because the city, everybody works amongst the city, if you will. So it's until it's all done, I think there's still going to be affected areas.
Glenn, what's your favorite part so far about living in the Boston area? What do you like about it?
It's where the country started. The history here is out of control amazing, and they pay respect to it. They take care of the different monuments, and pretty much everywhere you go in whatever small town or in Boston, something major happened that you learned in history.
That's really neat. You know, I remember reading an article when I lived in Indianapolis. There was a Detlef Schrempf played for the Indiana Pacers. He was from Germany, and I remember them talking to him about the difference between being in the United States and being in Europe. He said, you know, it's not uncommon to, you know, you're driving down the road in Europe and see buildings that are 500-600 years old, and you don't see that here. But you're in the area where if you have anything like that, you're in that area now.
Absolutely. And I work in Concord, Mass, where kind of it all started, you know, the American Revolution, everything. So, you know, that's just fascinating to, you know, go to my local bank branch and know that I'm in a building that was built at the beginning of the country. Like, it's just really, really stunning that way.
That's cool.
So have you ever done the Old Town trolley tour? That's kind of the tourist thing, going to Ironsides and the Paul Revere spot and all those.
You know, I'm kind of, I feel bad. I haven't done most of it. Unfortunately, I do travel a lot for work. But, you know, when spring comes, it's always on my list. I know when my family visited here back in September, you know, we spent a lot of time in Boston, took the world famous duck tour, which is that amphibious boat that takes you around the Charles River and kind of points out some really great historical areas. So, there's just, I don't know if I lived here forever, I'd be able to see it all. But I do my best to get to those. In any area I'm at, you know, I'll try to find, you know, a great historical landmark, because they're everywhere.
By the way, do you have a car, Glenn, or are you parked on the street?
I do have a car.
Hopefully you're not parked on the street. Hopefully you have a garage.
Well, no, the town of Lowell where I live, they opened up all of the parking garages for free until the snow blows over. So,
perfect.
I moved it into there, and hopefully everything's fine. I think it will be.
All right, very good. Glenn Hendricks, an Oneida native. He's in Boston right now and suffering through the big blizzard. Didn't they name this storm something? Didn't the Weather Channel name it something? I don't even know.
I think they named it Juno.
Yes, okay. That's right.
All right, yeah. I knew they named it something. I don't know why.
How they came to that, I have
exactly. I don't know why they feel the need either, but anyway.
Exactly, right?
Yeah. May the power stay on for you. I guess that's a big thing.
There you go. Glenn, thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I know short notice. I really appreciate you doing it for us this morning.
Hey, my pleasure, and, you know, kind regards and hellos to the hometown area.
You bet. Glenn, stay safe. Be warm, all right?
Thank you, I will.
All right, thanks so much.
News, information, and great conversation every weekday morning. The WGIL Morning News on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.